Hi, everyone. I'm Christopher Palmer, Program Manager in the Windows Networking Team. I'm here with my colleague Gerardo to talk about network capabilities for Metro-style apps, the concepts behind them, debugging network capabilities, and how to enable loopback for development scenarios.
Hi, I'm Gerardo Diaz-Cuellar, and I'm a developer in Windows Core Networking.
So let's just get right into it and talk about network capabilities.
Let's do it.
So briefly, the agenda for this talk, we're going to talk about what are networking capabilities. There's four of them. What are they? When are they applicable for your app? We're going to talk about how you can verify that you're using the right capabilities. How can you make sure that your app is doing the right thing and make sure that you didn't declare the wrong capabilities and that might be causing problems. And lastly, we're going to talk about how you can enable loopback for development purposes. It's a common thing. We've been getting a lot of questions, and so we're going to talk about that just a little. Network capabilities enable developers to request network access for apps. It's the basic promise. As an app developer, you declare network capabilities for your app, and you get network access, assuming that the computer has it. Network capabilities help protect users, they help protect your app, and they help administrators configure policy. The user's point can't be underestimated. This is about helping users have secure machines and have apps that run well and securely. Have confidence in the apps that they use every day on Windows 8 machines. Really exciting thing about network capabilities is that they enable developers to quickly configure networking on an app without having to configure a firewall rule. If you've ever created a desktop app or desktop service, quite often you had to configure a firewall rule to get network access. That's no longer the case. You declare the right capabilities and the Windows firewall will do the right thing, as well as certified firewalls from third parties. You can configure network capabilities as part of the app manifest. There are four capabilities that are associated with networking: homework networking, internet client server, internet client, and near field proximity. Users expect apps to have the minimum set of capabilities, and this is really important for a whole host of reasons. Gerardo, can you comment on that?
That's absolutely right, Chris. Users expect that when they go and download a casual game, for instance, that game doesn't have access to their corporate data or their videos of their family in their media center. So it's really important that users feel confident about their app when they download it from the App Store and use it every day in Windows 8.
It's important to call out that there are a lot of UI experiences around capabilities. Users are going to know what capabilities an app declares, and they're going to want to make decisions based on those capabilities, and so will administrators. So make sure you do the right thing. Before we get into the specific network capabilities, we're going to talk about networking and the basic networking scenario that you generally would see at home or perhaps at work.
So typically when a PC connects to the internet, it does so through a local network that is behind a network gateway, a NAT device, a router, or an HTTP proxy. These local networks could be corporate networks, airports, or other hotspots, or your home network. Internet access is provided many times via this web proxy or that home gateway.
So we're talking about my router at home. That's my network gateway.
That's right.
And so an important assumption, I mean, for me as a user at home, I guess, is that the local network is safer than the rest of the internet.
That's right. There's a boundary that the user has when they are at home that they feel confident in their network or in their enterprise. And when we are talking about network gateway in this case, at home, we're typically talking about your home router.
My Wi-Fi router.
Your Wi-Fi router, that's right.
Awesome.
So internet client is a capability that gives you access to the internet on the other side of the network gateway. So it provides access to cloud services, web services, and computers on basically the real internet. It also, in some circumstances, gives access to the local network if that network is a public hotspot, like an airport or a coffee shop. But for the most part, think about the internet as providing access through the network gateway.
So what's really important about internet client is that it's about accessing the untrusted world.
Correct. Accessing the untrusted world on the internet and, very importantly, client, meaning that it's able to make a request to those services, to those computers, and he's able to receive those responses.
It's like going to Bing and getting stuck there.
That's absolutely right. Internet client fits very well the following scenarios: being a basic web client, accessing web services, downloading files from the cloud and feeds from the cloud, and accessing your email in cloud services. It also allows you to upload content into those same services.
Because again, that's you as a client requesting access to go post some data up on some server.
That's right.
Somewhere.
Basically, acting like a web browser fits very well the internet client capability.
That makes sense.
Internet client server capability allows your app to become that, a server. And it allows you to receive requests from the cloud services and from computers on the other side of the gateway or from computers in airports and public hotspots and respond to those requests. Now, in addition, it also allows you to access cloud services as a client. So it gives you both types of communication.
So this is basically TCP bind. You can bind, create a socket.
You can listen and then accept that connection and respond.
That makes sense. So it's internet client, internet server. Let's talk a little bit about the scenarios that this thing is really useful for.
So internet client server fits very well the P2P messaging scenarios where you're supposed to be responding to your IM messages and receiving IM messages from your friends. It also fits very well the P2P gaming across the internet. So you can play games with your friends across the internet and video chat applications that are able to receive those requests and that traffic from friends sending you your videos. And like we said, if you declare the server capability, you have access to all the client features.
And that's really key. There's absolutely no need for a developer to go and declare internet client server and internet client.
That's right. But we want to make sure that if you declare internet client server, you actually are doing server activities.
Yes, that makes sense.
So now let's talk about the local network. When that local network is your home network or your corporate network, then that's when the private network capability, home network capability, comes into play. That capability allows you server and client access to those private resources, to those private computers in that trusted network.
So this is about the intranet.
That is right. That is correct. Some scenarios that fit very well the intranet capability or the private network, home network capability is accessing your media in your gaming console or in your media server or in your NAS device or accessing using your line of business application at work. And accessing corporate data in your chairs, in your file servers, in your SharePoint servers at work.
So a couple of key points here. When it comes to the home work networking capability, understand that it's not required to get internet access.
That's correct. If you require internet access and internet access only, that capability will allow you to talk through the proxy. Private network capabilities don't allow you to talk to their proxies, and so you should be fine. Those are two mutually exclusive capabilities. Now, the near field proximity capability gives your application access to tap to share or tap to connect experiences. Basically, you tap your two devices with someone you have near you, and in an authenticated user gesture fashion, you grant access to that connection. So, scenarios that fit very well the near field proximity capability are gaming with people nearby or sharing content with people nearby, where you tap with them and you enter into these rich experiences.
Near field proximity is really exciting. And it's a great way to have two people who are sitting next to each other connect and play a game. We use this at work all the time, really just for gaming, to be honest, just tapping computers together and playing games. It's pretty cool. Let's briefly summarize what we've just discussed so far. There are four networking capabilities. Each one is useful for a specific set of scenarios and helps secure your app and your users. It's important to pick the minimum set of capabilities. Now we're going to talk about how you can make sure your app has the right networking capabilities. We've been getting a lot of questions on this. People worry they have the wrong networking capabilities, and that might be blocking connectivity or might be leaving their app in an insecure state.
Absolutely, Chris. And we have a solution in the box to do this. It's called Check Net Isolation, which is a tool that lets you verify the capabilities that your application is using, make sure that they are being used correctly, make sure that you don't have excessive capabilities, and also it tells you when you might be missing some.
So this is a command line utility that you run in an elevated command prompt with a package ID, and it tells you how your app is doing.
Correct. For instance, in this case, this application seems to be missing the internet client capability, and it's actually showing which resources it is not able to connect to, and it seems that it's not working because of that.
Yeah, so it looks like this app declared the private network client server capability instead of the internet client capability, and that might be causing some connectivity problems.
Right, and because it's not using the private network client server capability, he probably needs to remove that. Now, it's important to note that the tool requires a package family name to be used, And this package family name is easily accessible in the Visual Studio package manifest in the package family name section under the packaging tab. Once you finish development, this is how the Check Net Isolation debug report should look like. We fix the application, and now it's using the private network client server correctly. It doesn't require any other capability, and it also is not using any other capability, so it's not failing on any case. This application is ready to ship and be submitted.
The last topic is how to enable loopback for development purposes. This is a fairly common pattern for development, and we get a lot of questions about this. Some of you may be wondering what we mean by loopback. Most commonly, a Metro-style app is going to run against actual on-the-internet web services, not necessarily processes on the same box. However, for development purposes, an app may want to connect other processes on the same PC. It makes it easier for dev, makes it easier for test, to just have both on the same machine.
That's right. So debugging with your server collocated in the same PC just simply simplifies the development process.
A really common example is running IIS or SQL Server on the same machine and coding on both sides of the equation. It just makes it easier, and it's something that a lot of people like to do.
The common pattern is that the application will talk to web services, and it has to be self-contained. So loopback is used, in this case, for development at testing scenarios only.
So, Gerardo, how do you actually enable loopback for development and testing purposes?
Actually, Chris, Check Net Isolation also allows you to enable loopback for debugging. It will simply use the same package family name that we described in the previous section, and it will use this specific module called loopback exempt, and you will be able to allow your application in the loopback exempt list.
So this example is adding the Stocks app to the list of loopback exempt apps.
That's right, and this list is the applications that we're debugging at the moment.
So let's briefly conclude what we discussed today. There are four network capabilities, each one providing for unique types of network connectivity and unique experiences. Developers should pick a minimum set of capabilities to make sure the app works, the app is secure, and that users are confident.
And a good tip to remember is to use Check Net Isolation to debug network capabilities and enable loopback for development and testing purposes.
There are a couple of really great related sessions surrounding this material about capabilities in general, about building and debugging connected apps, as well as Neo4j proximity. There's also some content online around networking capabilities in general, as well as a massive amount of developer content already for the Windows 8 developer preview. We hope this session was informative and interesting.
Happy coding, guys.